Is that scat or not? I found this over here in the behind this big tree.
That is definitely a bear skin.
Bear skin!
When you're searching for grizzly bears, finding their scat is a good sign. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
I see a lot of seed content in it. Don't see any hairs in it quite yet. I want to grab some photos of it before I disturb it at all.
Greg Trainish is founder and executive director of Adventurers and Scientists for Conservation. He's leading a group of volunteers looking for evidence of grizzly bears in the Tobacco Root Mountains near Yellowstone Park. Other promising bear signs are scratches in the bark of a tree.
Look closely at the bark for hairs.
The fact that it climbed up there.
Here's a hair right here.
10 feet or so. Certainly suggests black bear, not grizzly.
So bear hair looks an awful lot like human beard hair, and it can vary just like ours can in color, and it can vary in length and how curly it is. But when you have a bear hair, you want to really look for these silver tips on the end. And that silver tip is where a grizzly bear gets its name. These are grizzled tips on the end of the hairs. So each hair has a follicle end, where you can see little bits of skin in addition to then the tip end. And so we want to hold the hair somewhere in the middle just to make sure we're not touching those follicle ends. That's where we're going to get DNA from. There's a little piece of skin that comes out with that follicle, and that's where we'll be able to extract the DNA from. That'll tell us whether this is a grizzly or not.
Finding evidence of grizzlies in this region could affect the way that the land is managed, providing protective corridors which allow the bears to extend their range and increase their population. Currently, they're on the threatened species list. Our thanks to Emily Sohn for the recordings. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.